produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Hey, remember in January when we talked about New Year's resolutions?
Oh, you don't? Shocker. We barely remember either, but we made a whole episode about it.
And we told you we would update you. It's Endless Thread bonus update time!
So, Ben, as you may remember, when we did our Get Motivated episode back in January, we each made a resolution for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we asked some listeners about their resolutions just a couple weeks ago, because we're 6 months in. We're halfway through now. If you haven't started trying to accomplish your resolution, you still
have... Time's a ticking.
Time's a ticking, but you still have half the year, so maybe don't throw them out just yet. So we got a wide range of responses.
Yeah, we did.
Someone said they wanted to get engaged, so keep us posted on that. Eating less meat. That's good. Avoiding fast fashion.
Hmm.
Exfoliating more. I liked that one. Quitting smoking, very noble. Stretching more, getting better at budgeting, journaling every day, sending more cards, like birthday cards and thank you cards.
I saw one that was like, I want to be good enough to be a lead climber, like a rock climbing person, and also like get in better shape. And I think get my finances together and find a suitable, I was going to say find a suitable mate, but that's so weird. find a person to spend my days with.
Yeah.
And that person had, I think, accomplished most of those, but hadn't quite found a soulmate yet. So,
well, that's a big item. That's hard.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's not accomplished easily. Well, so a listener from Dallas named Kyle sent us a voice memo about one of her resolutions.
Okay.
And it was to lead a song in her church choir.
So I am leading my song of worship this Sunday. I'm nervous because I'm an introvert. And while I do worship with them every Sunday or most Sundays, it's completely different when you're singing by yourself.
So she did that just, I know. That's how
Kyle, you got this.
She's got this. She did have it. She did it just last Sunday, actually. And she sent me a video of it.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And so when she first starts out, she sounds lovely all throughout. But when she first starts out, you can tell that she's feeling tentative, at least.
Finding her feet. Okay.
Right? So here's Kyle in the beginning. But by the end of the song, Kyle was freaking owning it. People in the audience start standing up. She had kind of like transported the whole room. Check it out.
She's feeling the Holy Spirit.
That's right. So
well done.
Kyle, congratulations on crossing one of your resolutions off. You crushed it. And thanks for sharing it with us.
Totally.
Okay, now, maybe less triumphant. Our resolutions.
Yep.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can tell you mine.
Okay.
So I actually posted to the Lose It community. It's basically a community for people who are looking to, you know, shed some weight, shed some pounds, get into shape, get a kind of positive routine going. And the title of this post is, I may not like it, but this is what my peak 38-year-old dad bod looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a plan, but I'm not sure it's the right plan. Advice. And I got 55 comments on this thread.
Nice.
Some of them obviously are me, but I got a lot of feedback. Diet. I had get a fitness app that'll help me count calories. Yes, I started to do that and then I stopped.
That's
doing
a lot
it.
Of work.
It's
done
a lot of work,
too.
Man. It's like hard enough for me to like get the food on my table, let alone try to count the calories of each meal. It's tough.
There's no joy in that.
But it is actually really good sort of self-surveillance of how you're doing. Cut out all refined sugar, cold turkey. There's been a lot of donuts between then and now. Carbs only one meal a day and have to be whole grain or whole wheat carbs. I've actually been pretty good at fully switching to whole wheat. Every once in a while I eat some white bread, but I've been pretty good in general about like really making the move to whole wheat only. And I have actually slimmed the carbs in my consumption. Lose the beer, swap out for spirits and wine.
No way.
I think I've been doing all of the above. So, no eating after 10 p.m. I am actually better about that. But every once in a while, if I haven't eaten enough for dinner or something like that, I'll sneak something after 10. But usually I've been pretty good about that. Eat butt-ton loads of veggies, drink butt-ton loads of water. I've been pretty good on those fronts. Probably not as much water as I should. Generally cut back on dairy. Chill with the cheddar cheese. Swap whole milk for skim or soy. It's a little tough. It's been a little tough to do that because I live in a house with two small children who like basically drink gallons upon gallons of whole milk all the time. So it's like, it's kind of weird.
Blame it on the children.
Yeah, it's my children's fault. But no, it is kind of weird to like go to the grocery store and like buy two different kinds of milk. I don't know. That's been kind of a thing. But I actually have been cutting down on dairy. 4 hours per week of exercise. I'm actually kind of doing that.
Yeah. You so, come in talking about your workout in the morning.
Bragging about my workout? No, I have been. I've been pretty good about that. I feel like if I were had to fight somebody to the death now as opposed to back in January, I might live slightly longer in that fight now.
Okay.
Get more sleep. I've been doing pretty good on that front too.
Okay.
So I just really need to, I think, get back to my commitments on the food front, especially the like cutting out sugar, cutting out beer. You know, this stuff is tough.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I was going to ask is 6 months in, halfway through, are you feeling like you want to crack down on what you called Operation Dad Bod to Rad Bod? Or are you feeling like, did you not remember that you called it that?
I forgot that I called it that.
Oh, I remembered.
Oh, man.
Are you feeling like you want to crack down and keep pushing forward? Or are you feeling like, you know, I've made some improvements and I'm happy with these and try again next year?
This is a good question. I think I feel good. I think I feel like I've made some positive improvements. I'm not in the rad bod zone, as we all know, but I
have. Our listeners don't know. They've probably never seen you.
You guys, I have a radical bod. But
no. You could say you had made it to rad bod.
They've seen my pictures in the plates episode.
That's right.
This is not a good look. But yeah, I feel like, you know, recommitting to some of the diet stuff would help me move farther. And a lot of people in the Lose It community actually sort of talked to me about this and said, like, look, this is a journey. It's not something that you're going to do immediately. It's something that you're just going to have to keep working on and make slow improvements over time. And I feel like I'm on that track. So I feel pretty good about it.
Well, speaking of slow improvements.
Yeah, man, you've been making these swimming appointments for it feels like 6 months.
Well, I'm going to tell you about my resolution in a minute.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
All right. So my resolution, as you may remember, was to learn how to swim because I'm a good treader of water. I can stay alive.
I think we called it Operation Guppy to Operation Minnow.
Great White. yeah, but my swimming technique is it's just non-existent. And I wanted to change that so that I feel more confident in the water.
Right.
So I found a swim coach for myself on Reddit.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'm actually a nurse out at MGH. I swam since I was six, swam collegiately for Butler, did masters. I've swam in Canada and a couple other countries, and we're here to do a swim lesson.
So Leah's clearly legit.
And clearly in the pool.
Yes.
Like,
so
at
I'm
the pool.
Exactly.
At least.
So I met Leah for the first time at the beginning of June, which means it took me about 5 months to take my first swim lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But I met up with her at the gym that I go to, and here's proof that I got in the water. And here's a little bit of me mid-swim lesson.
You did it.
What did I do? Yeah, it sounds a little bit like you went under there. Or at the very least,
did.
It doesn't sound like you're moving quickly, I'll say that.
I probably did. You know what? It was so freaking hard. I'm a runner, and so I just thought, like, this won't be that bad. I just need a little bit of technique, but I have all the strength.
Mm-hmm.
So wrong. And the technique is, for anyone who actually is a swimmer, knows that the technique is not just like arms, legs, good to go. It's like,
no, it's head and breathing. And
yes, yeah. She was calling me out constantly on like cheating on my breathing and doing that wrong. And like, you're supposed to, as you drag your arm out of the water, you're supposed to make a nice shark fin position with your elbow.
Yep.
And keeping all of that in my head while just trying to literally stay alive in the water was very stressful. So I told her at the time that I would swim once a week, and I have not gotten back in the pool since that lesson.
You know, I feel like this is, like, unfair, because I feel like you are so good with eating food, and I'm so good with swimming. Like,
oh,
We should just trade
resolutions, and then we'll be crushing it. Yeah, but it's not because of Leah. Leah was amazing. She really gave me like a nice progression of things to try.
Nice.
And yes, and I'm a little bit injured right now, but I am determined. She really did motivate me to get back in the pool. So I will. I promise.
Get in the pool, man.
Okay. And to all of you out there who made resolutions,
you get in the pool too.
You get in the pool too.
Everybody in the pool. No running.
In the pool.
No running.
And just know we are right there with you.
We really are. I'm Ben Brock Johnson.
I'm Amory Sievertson.
And we'll talk to you on Friday.